Testing in the House Chamber, Legislative Day 150.
The House will come to order. Members will take their seats. Visitors will retire from the chamber. The Sergeant-at-Arms will close the doors. Members and guests are asked to please silence all electronic devices. This evening's prayer will be offered by Representative Lambeth. We'd ask our members and our guests in the gallery to please stand for the prayer and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance thereafter. Representative Lambeth.
Good evening. God is good. Have you ever seen a day like today? Beautiful, beautiful day in North Carolina. Let us all join in prayer and give thanks and praise for what we have in life. Our Heavenly Father, what a privilege it is here to be here this evening to do the business of the people of our great state of North Carolina. The weather this fall has been just outstanding. We've been very fortunate not to have any turbulent hurricanes on our coast, any fires in our mountains. You have really blessed us. We give thanks for each member here. We give thanks for their family. During a period of Thanksgiving, as we look forward to this holiday season, we would be remiss if we did not pray for all those families across North Carolina that are suffering, that need your prayers, our prayers, your guidance, our guidance. As we go through this session this evening and this week, we know there'll be some hard decisions. We pray for your continued guidance, lifting us up as we make these hard, difficult decisions. Now, as we go through the week, we thank you for your love and your guidance over our state and our nation. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all.
Gentleman from Caldwell, Representative Hall, recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for October 28th has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Hall moves the journal for October 28th be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The journal is approved as written. Introduction of bills and resolutions. The clerk will read.
Mr. Speaker.
Representative.
Mr. Ronald Porpoiseley from Mecklenburg. Representative Cunningham rise.
Thank you. Inquiry of the chair.
Please recognize.
Thank you so much. Would there be any votes on the floor tonight, sir?
No votes.
Thank you, sir.
The court may continue.
Representative Dustin Hall, House Bill 977, a bill to the Entitlement Act to realign the congressional districts following the return of the 2020 federal decennial census.
Bill is referred to the Committee on Redistricting. Court members, the chair is going to strike the serial referral to the House redistricting plan, House Bill 976. That bill is present for the redistricting committee. The chair does not anticipate that that will need to go to the rules committee. Therefore, the chair is going to strike that serial referral in that instance. The chair is now honored. The House will come to order. The chair is now honored to move to new business of seating a new member. The appointment proclamation for Representative Loftus was officially read on Thursday. He will now subscribe to the oath of office and thereafter occupy seat 74. Representative Loftus and his family may now approach the well of the House, and I will step down as well to administer the oath. Thank you.
stand aside. Representative Wallace, do you solemnly and sincerely affirm that you will support the Constitution of the United States, that you will be faithful and bear true allegiance to the state of North Carolina, and to the constitutional powers and authorities which are or may be established by the government thereof, and that you will endeavor to support, maintain, and defend the Constitution of said state, not inconsistent with the Constitution of the United States, to the best of your knowledge and abilities to help you God? And do you further affirm that you will well and truly execute the duties of the office of a member of the House of Representatives according to the best of your skill and ability, according to law, to help you God?
I will.
Congratulations, sir.
Members, the chair is honored to introduce a number of special guests who are here with us this evening with Representative Loftus. First of all, his wife, Dina, and his daughter, Cameron, who are with us this evening. We want to thank you all for being with us this evening as well. Also, we have a number of special guests who are here with us in the gallery. When you hear your name called, please stand. We want to welcome you as well. Tony Loftus, who is his brother. Ron Loftus, who is another brother. Some friends, Tim and Shelley Connor. Some other friends, Andy Nicholson and his son, Drew. Also, Chris Kennedy, who is a friend as well as a pastor. Also, Tracy Philbeck, who is a friend and also a member of the Gaston County Board of Commissioners, and Jason Williams, who is also a friend and very active in Gaston County as well. I want to thank you all for being with us. You honor us by being here. Please join me in welcoming our special guest as well. For what purpose, gentlemen from Wake, Representative Abe Jones, rise.
I rise to a point of personal privilege, please.
Gentleman has the floor to speak to a point of personal privilege.
Sadly enough, I have to report to this body that over the weekend, I lost my brother. I used to play football with him, throw to him. He was a really good guy, lived in Greensboro. He was going up the steps of his home from the basement, taking a load of clothes, and he slipped, or maybe the doc thinks maybe he had a stroke and he fell down to the bottom, hit his head and had blood on the brain. That happened Friday night and he died Saturday morning at 5:02. And I appreciate your prayers. I believe in prayer. I'm hurting kind of bad because I love them. So that's all I had to say. Thank you.
Representative Jones, I can tell you on behalf of all of your colleagues, you and your family will be in our prayers and certainly condolences, and let us know if anything if any of us can do for you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah. Members, as far as this week's schedule, a couple of things. First off, the Senate will be notified of the seating of Representative Loftus, and also the chair is going to appoint Representative Loftus to the following committees that the clerk will. Actually, we'll strike that. We'll take care of that tomorrow, one other day this week. So. Members, for your planning purposes, the order of business tomorrow will be that the House will take up the House redistricting plan That will be the order tomorrow. The chair is unaware of any other business. We're going to try to do that. Chair's informed that we will receive the congressional maps tomorrow as well, and so we're going to look to have committee on that on, I guess that would be Wednesday, and then votes on it potentially Thursday. The chair will see, however, and I don't see the minority party leader in here. We'll check to see if there's a way to try to get everything done on Wednesday and wrap up by Wednesday of this week. That may be overly ambitious to see if we can do that. But we will see. The plan right now is to go through Thursday. But again, if there's a way that I can find a way to allow the body to, resolve the business earlier, we'll try. At the same time, we're going to make sure we take whatever time is needed so that members can be fully engaged and informed. But, the chair will let the body know that heard requests from both sides of the aisle to end the pain as quickly as possible in some way. So we'll see what we can do on that. For what purpose, the gentleman from Orange, Representative Meyer Rice.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Inquiry of the chair.
Gentleman's recognized.
Do you have any sense of what the schedule will be tomorrow, committee time, session time, et cetera?
So session tomorrow at 1, I'll let Representative Hall announce the schedule for the redistricting committee. I think that's a good segue into that, but tomorrow's session will be at 1 p.m. So Representative Hall, would you like to make an announcement to give an outline as to the schedule of the redistricting committee? I think he's conferring. And I hope the body will understand. We've tried to work with folks because I know there's been amendments being discussed from both sides of the aisle, and so we're trying to find a way to resolve those on the front end if we can, and frankly, that's why a lot of the delay has been about today. Gentleman's recognized.
Further inquiry, Mr. Chair.
Yeah, floor.
Thank you. So, do you anticipate any floor votes tomorrow, or just
yes,
committee
work? Okay. But yeah, we will vote on the House plan tomorrow.
Okay. Thank you, Mr.
Yes, sir. So the plan right now is to vote on the House plan tomorrow, and to work and to vote on the congressional plan in committee the next day, maybe on the floor. We'll just have to see how far it goes. But just for now, I can tell you we will be voting on the House redistricting plan at 1 tomorrow. Tomorrow we can advise you on the rest. A lot of it just depends on the committee process. Chair has stricken the CIRA referral, so everything will just have to go through redistricting. We won't need to do the dips in the Rules Committee. Representative Hall, would gentlemen like to announce the schedule for the members?
The chair is largely correct in the forecast of the schedule. One uncertainty right now, though, is unfortunately we don't control the Senate, and we're waiting on them to send us a Senate map, and presumably they're going to send us a congressional map at some point as well. So watch your inbox tomorrow. There will be a redistricting committee hearing at some point tomorrow. Watch your inbox for time.
Notices or announcements? Seeing none, the gentleman from Caldwell, Representative Hall, recognized for motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House to now adjourn to reconvene Tuesday, November 2nd at 1 p.m., subject to the standard stipulation set forth in Rule 15.1.
Representative Hall moves, seconded by Representative Dixon, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Tuesday, November 3rd at 1 p.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The House stands adjourned.
Representative Dustin Hall is recognized to send forth a redistricting committee report, House Bill 976, House Redistricting Plan 2021, favorable committee substitute, unfavorable to the original bill. Original bill placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas the committee substitute for House Bill 976 will be counted pursuant to Rule 36B for November 2nd.